felt like you had tighter defense in front of you tonight. Were you seeing that as well?
Yeah. You know, everything from blocking shots early in the game and working hard for me and talking to me when I was trying to play the puck. So, you know, it made my job easier. And like you said, you know, I was seeing the puck a bit better, and I felt, you know, I guess I felt a little bit in the zone, I guess. And, you know, I felt I should add that third goal, but, you know, it was a nice shot. It went, you know, crossbar and in. So, you know, I just have to play a bit bigger and a bit taller.
You know, coming down the stretch like this, I know it's not been easy the past few weeks. It's not been an easy season, but especially the last few weeks have been a little tough overall for the team. You know, what does it take every day when you come to the ring to get up, put that behind you, and just face your game and keep the spirits up?
I think, you know, in this situation, it's you know, it's pretty big mentally. You know, whether it's a bad practice, bad game, you know, we always got to be happy that, you know, we wake up the next morning and, you know, come into the rink with, you know, a positive mentality, a positive mind mentally, and, you know, just try and get better as a team.
Overall, you know, coming down to the end of the season, and I know sometimes we've asked you throughout the season how you feel your progression's gone, and you seem to be pleased with your development. How are you, you know, looking back to October to now, how do you feel you were sitting?
You know, there's always room for improvement, but, you know, I feel like me and Marco Marciano, I've been working on a lot of stuff, watching a lot of video, you know, doing a lot of mental stuff. So compared to where I was to now and the, you know, the quality of my game, I feel like I've stepped it up a little bit. And but like I said, there's always room for improvement, whether it's in the gym, you know, eating habits or on the ice, you know. So, you know, this first year went by pretty fast, but, you know, I feel good about my game, but, you know, I got to improve and come in ready next year.
It's got to feel good that we started the beginning of the year in the ECHL for a very brief amount of time and you ended up spending the rest of the season up in the AHL.
Yeah. Well, you know, things happen quick and they happen for a reason. So, you know, I knew once I came up, you know, I didn't exactly see myself playing about five games straight there, seeing you know, Fucali, you know, get called up when we're just crossing the border to go to Hartford. But, you know, things happen for a reason, and you always have to be ready. So, and that's a great example. And especially, you know, Price getting hurt too, and then Lindgren having to go up for him. He, you know, he's got to be ready. And, you know, again, it's a big mental thing.
Do